Huawei Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou has begun to attend a five-day hearing at the British Columbia Supreme Court in Canada. During a cross-examination of witnesses, most lawyers are expected to probe the extent to which U.S. administration officials directed Canadian authorities to engage in a deceptive and improper search, thereby violating the court order and Meng's charter rights. Meng was arrested in late 2018 in Vancouver at the request of the United States, which has been seeking her extradition on fraud charges. Both Meng and Huawei have repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. Authorities in Kashgar Prefecture of Xinjiang Autonomous Region are vowing to complete nucleic acid testing for all local people today. Over the past few days, the prefecture has taken samples from nearly 4.5 million residents, with test results obtained for over 2.1 million. Xinjiang detected 26 new asymptomatic cases of COVID-19 on Monday, all from Shufu County in Kashgar Prefecture. They're all close contacts to those who were confirmed a day before. In total, over 160 asymptomatic cases have been reported since the new surge emerged on Saturday after a 17-year-old female villager was confirmed as asymptomatic carrier of the virus. China has announced countermeasures after the United States designated six more Chinese media as foreign missions last week. The China-based branches of the American Broadcasting Corporation, the Los Angeles Times, Minnesota Public Radio, Bureau of National Affairs, Newsweek, and Feature Story News are required to declare in written form information about their staff, finance, operation, and real estate in China within 7 days. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian also urged Washington to stop political oppression and arbitrary restrictions on Chinese media organizations in the United States. Beijing has announced it will impose sanctions on relevant U.S. enterprises involved in the latest arms sales to Taiwan. The move targets Lockheed Martin, Boeing Defense, and Raytheon, as well as individuals and entities playing a vital role in the process. The latest sales plan approved by Washington last week includes sensors, missiles, and artillery that could have a total value of $1.8 billion. China's Ant Group is set to raise over $34 billion from the world's biggest ever initial public offering. The IPO will be the first simultaneous listing in Hong Kong and the Nasdaq-style stock market in Shanghai. The company has set a price of its A shares at around $10 per share. The listing eclipses the record set by Saudi Aramco's over $29 billion float last December and $25 billion raised in 2014 by its former parent Alibaba Group. Previously known as Ant Financial, Ant Group is Alibaba's fintech arm and the parent company of China's largest mobile payments business, Alipay. The United States has imposed fresh sanctions against individuals and entities of Iran's oil sector, doubling down its maximum pressure campaign against Tehran. The move targets the Iranian Ministry of Petroleum, the National Iranian Oil Company, the National Iranian Tanker Company, and some senior officials and executives. Washington claims they've given financial support to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The sanctions came days after the Trump administration blacklisted Iran's ambassador to Iraq. NASA's Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy has confirmed water on the sunlit surface of the moon for the first time. Paul Hertz is NASA's director of astrophysics. He says this discovery indicates that water may be distributed across the lunar surface and not limited to cold, shadow places.
SOFIA has found very little water. It's found individual molecules of water surviving on the sunlit surface of the moon. And if you were to gang up all those molecules of water, it would be about 12 ounces of water in a cubic meter of lunar soil.
SOFIA is a joint project of NASA and the German Aerospace Center. Its follow-up flights will look for water in additional sunlit locations and during different lunar phases to learn more about how the water is produced, stored, and moved across the moon.